and gentlemen. Good evening, and welcome to Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we're going to have quite an exciting hour here. We certainly finished off the first hour last Tuesday night with Thomas Chittum, the amazing author of and world adventurer and certainly Vietnam War veteran's extraordinary tale about what was and is happening in Iraq. Hopefully we're going to get back to his book this evening, and we're going to get you the ability to get that book because it is what I consider one of the more powerful books out there today, describing what's happening to America and what's going to happen. But before we get to that, please get out that pencil and paper. And with that pencil and paper, you're going to be able to take down some addresses and some phone numbers and ask your questions. And the key here is to provoke thought. And to provoke thought, you provoke discussion. And when you just provoke discussion, you then have all sorts of solutions and answers and creative possibilities. And that's what we want to do here. You're not just the lonely listener out there. You're not just lonely America in Connecticut or Washington or Oregon or Michigan or Minnesota or Florida or Texas or South Carolina. You are an American citizen. You're part of the whole. And the only way, you know, most people don't, if you look at your body, does anybody worry about any of the red blood cells out there? How many trillion of them are running around in your body? But the fact is, each and every one of them is very important to bring oxygen and food and make your body work at the cellular tissue. Well, the United States also is the same way. You may not think that you're an important person, but I'll tell you what, miss one a mortgage payment or miss a car payment, and I'll tell you what, you'll be very important in the eyes of the bank very quickly. Well, the same thing in your country. If you don't take responsibility and you don't participate in the workings of this great American Republic, then you see what is happening to it right now because so many people haven't done anything. So with that, really encouraging you to take advantage of some of the websites and take your frustrations and your activism toward them. And again, I have a Minuteman with Chris Simcox, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, www.minutemanhq.com. If you have questions, go to frostyw@juno.com, and I really invite you to go to firecoalition.com, wehirealiens.com to report those who hire illegal aliens, numbersusa.com, thesocialcontract.com. I really want to make this clear that thesocialcontract.com is one of the most important websites you can go to for extraordinary information. Get the quarterly. I don't leave home without it. I get the quarterly every quarter. It's $25 a year, a small pittance compared to what you learn and how you can grow and become more effective as an American citizen. Your intelligence and then your active participation are the keys. FairUS.org, that's F-A-I-R-U-S.org, Federation for American Immigration Reform, is just an extraordinary website, and Dan Stein runs that and some great people. Also, go to carryingcapacity.org, and make sure you go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us and order one of our T-shirts. There's about 300 of them left. I'm selling the whole thing, postage included, for $15. State your size. Just go to 21st Century Paul Revere Ride, write a check out to that. Box 207, that's Louisville, Colorado, 80027. That's Box 207, P.O. Box 207. Louisville, Colorado, 80027, and you get the great Stop Illegal Immigration, Ask Me Why, on the back of it, the great Paul Revere logo. You can see it on the website right there. You can go to YouTube and see us in action, all the Paul Revere riders last summer. Just type in 21st Century Paul Revere Ride with Frosty Wooldridge, and you'll get it. Also, make sure that you stay with and listen to my series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. Oh, boy, we're going to have a little quick break here, and we'll be right back after these few words. Thanks for joining Connecting the Dots.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are now listening to Connecting the Dots, another rendition here of really provocative thought, giving you points and ideas, helping you appreciate, understand, and realize what we face. And as I said just before I get to my guest, we have a water crisis in this country that's going to be multiplied when another 100 million people are added. And I wrote in the News with Views today the water scarcity situation. And what I wanted to compare it to, and I'm just going to go over this quickly, is what I saw in China and where China's rivers run dry. And I crossed the Yellow River back when I was in China, and now the once mighty Yellow River no longer reaches the sea in some years, and it's just parched and dried up. And the reason for that is it's completely over. It's sucked dry. And of course, here in the United States, what other river is sucked dry and doesn't reach Baja, Mexico, our own river? And what great river is that? Of course, it's the mighty Colorado River. And here's one of the things that was so amazing about China. One can drive 100 miles in any direction from Beijing and never cross a healthy river. Heading north to Shanxi province, China's major coal producer, one passes river after river that has dried up. And in 80% of those Shanxi rivers that are still flowing, water quality has been rated grade V by Chinese officials, unfit for human contact or for agricultural or industrial use, unquote. That's kind of sobering because, as I've said in my series, already here in the United States, the Mississippi River is a river that runs in nothing but chemicals and waste, and pollution and garbage and junk and trash. And I, of course, started canoeing down that Mississippi River, and all I saw was junk and trash when I was on my my Mississippi canoe trip. And that's 2,500 miles of nothing but polluted river, cars thrown over the edge, the banks, couches sitting on sand bars, you name it. Unbelievable how filthy the Mississippi River is. And then at the mouth in New Orleans is a 3,000-mile square dead zone. So we're really facing horrific consequences. So go to my series there at newswithviews.com, and you can go mortyscabin.com, rinse.com, federalobserver.com, op-ed news, and americanchronicle.com, and I cover it, all 29 points, and for your education. And as I've said many times, ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse as we add another 100 million people. And we don't have to do it. We don't have to allow this human Katrina to come in here. But along with that human Katrina, as we had last Tuesday, just a couple of days ago, we are examining what I consider one of the more fascinating books here in the United States of America, because it was the forerunner to Tom Tancredo, the U.S. Congressman's book from Colorado called In Mortal Danger. And one night we'll have him on because he's a personal friend of mine. Also, it also was a forerunner of Pat Buchanan, the famous Pat Buchanan presidential candidate and longtime conservative in Washington, D.C., who wrote A State of Emergency this summer. And these were books that are 10 years later and saying the same thing in different ways, as Thomas Chittum says in his book, Civil War II. And if I can just review it very quickly for you, Civil War II isn't just a nightmare anymore. Social, political, and economic forces are pulling America apart and driving her toward a bloody war that may fracture the nation into several different countries divided along ethnic lines, riots, gangs, militias, exploding crime rates, rising unemployment, mass immigration, falling wages. These are the factors that will fuel the fires of war. Take an in-depth look at these dangerous trends with military analyst Tom Chittum in Civil War II. Learn why America is headed for trouble, how this deadly war already in its infancy is shaping up, and what you can do to protect yourself and your family. One of the things you can do is go to AmericaFirstBooks.com. That's AmFirstBooks.com. AmFirstBooks.com, which stands for AmericaFirstBooks.com. And you can get copies of this thing. You can also buy Thomas Chittum's later book. It's called Sergeant Skull's Field Manual for Practical Modern Warrior. It consists of about 30 episodes or chapters about military matters. And he wrote this one. You can also get a hard copy for $20. And you can do that by going to P.O. Box 83961. Again, P.O. Box 83961, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20883. And just send a check or a money order or a postal money order. Make that check out to Thomas Chittum, and you'll get a signed copy. You'll get a signed copy from him. And we'll go over that at the end of the hour also. But the key here is I'm holding the book, the original book published in 1997 by the American Eagle Publications. And this book, we're going to go right to the initial chapter here. And I'm just appreciative that Thomas Chittum would be on the show again. And I want you to hold those phone calls to the bottom of the hour. And we're going to start moving toward this thing. Welcome to the show, Tom. I sure appreciate you coming back on again tonight.
I appreciate you for allowing me back on, and you just have joined the most exclusive world in the club, Frosty. No radio talk show host has ever invited me back. You are the first and only one.
Okay. Well, there's no question. I'll take a curtsy. You know, the one thing that I feel is important out there, I suffer many slings and arrows myself. People don't want to handle a hot topic. They want to be politically correct. They want to get frightened. They don't want to deal with it. And oftentimes, just this last week, I wrote the editor of Newsweek, and I chastised him. I said, why won't you deal with this core issue? Why are you ignoring it? And, of course, They don't want to touch it. Leanne Hansen at NPR, I've admonished her to deal with everything that she's not dealing with when it comes to the consequences of adding 100 million people to the United States, but they just would rather sit up in their high tower, if you will, and not deal with it. But as you and I both know, everybody's going to deal with this one. So let's jump in right now, because I want to cover a lot of ground with you. In this third chapter, the Mexican Reconquista of the Southwest, there was a quote here, "You're Mexicans, Mexicans who live north of the border." And this was by Mexican President Ernesto Zedillo in a speech to the Mexican-American politicians in Dallas in 1995. What does that tell you, and what does that tell the United States citizenry out there?
It tells me that the Bilderbergers and the banking cartel headquartered in London have a coordinated strategy to play off Americans against Mexicans and Mexicans against Americans. I fear that they want and will provoke a war between us when it fits their circumstances. When, I don't know. And I can tell you that they're working for it, because if you follow the dots and connect, just follow the money, and you'll find that most of these groups on both sides of this issue are connected to Zionism. I'm not going to name names right now, but if you follow the dots, anyone out there can find that major organizations like MALDEF, I'll name one, the Mixed American Legal Education Defense Fund or whatever,
right,
they get establishment money, and those establishment think tanks and foundations are run by Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and so on and so forth. This is an establishment game.
Oh, there's no question. The Ford Foundation is funding a La Raza. They fund Maldive, Micha, Lulac, Churla, and all of these are separatist organizations that have no affinity toward the United States or certainly any kind of American enculturation. And I know, as you say right here, today Pancho Villa is a Mexican folk hero. Today Mexican ethnics are the majority in much of the Southwest, which I know that to be true. And long before 2050 AD, they will be the majority in all the Southwest. And as the Hispanic population surges past 50%, Spanish will replace English as the dominant language.
That's the NWO blueprint right there. This is not, I don't believe this is a spontaneous popular movement by poor Mexicans. Most of them are ready to stay in Mexico. The only reason they come up here is basically to avoid starvation caused by policies that the NWO has instigated. Then when they get up here, these think tanks try to agitate them into secessionist groups, and they also try to agitate white middle-class Americans to secessionist groups. Just recently, the Washington Post has been puffing the secessionist group in Vermont. And I want to tell, I would like to tell everyone who's thinking about joining a secessionist group of any kind this, that these groups are being puffed by the New World Order. If one part breaks away from America, I think we're toast. That's it. We'll turn into like a South America divided up into a different warring factions. I think it's all or nothing.
Well, there's no question. You're seeing the separation as it's being manifested, certainly in Europe, whether it's Britain or Holland or Belgium, or certainly in France itself. And we're already seeing tremendous ethnic tension between the Mexicans in Los Angeles and the blacks.
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking race riots right there in the schools right now, as we're speaking right now.
Oh, yes.
And it's
going on. It's part of the plan, too.
Well, and my curiosity, and you're the messenger, you're the observer, you're the military analyst and expert, and you've got all the extraordinary experiences behind you. What is it, or why is it, what is the modus operandi of the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the New World Order, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, the members are Cheney, members are Condoleezza Rice, members are George Bush, all of these higher-ups. Why would they want to take apart, at the seams, their own country that's afforded them such an extraordinary American opportunity? And nowhere in the world does African Americans, anyone of the black race, enjoy such extraordinary creativity, opportunity. No one of Hispanics enjoys what we have here in this country. We'll be right back and answer those questions after this break. Welcome to Listening.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly. We're facing up tonight with the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I think I've got a pretty good guy here. He's certainly had a past that's been more interesting than mine, a past that has an intriguing moment, and he has written, of course, a very intriguing book. But my question, Tom, is let's go back. Why would any leaders of a successful Republican form of government that allows every race, creed, and color to enjoy the maximum opportunity that very little and very few places in the rest of the world, you can't get the American dream in China. You don't hear them talking about the Indian dream, the Bangladesh dream, the Mexican dream. You don't hear about the Argentinian dream, or you don't even hear about the Ecuadorian dream. The Panama dream? No, I just haven't heard of it. It's the American dream, and the reason for it is this exquisite, if not extraordinary, U.S. Constitution, and yet these people in power are willing to dissolve this country and break the borders up, take away all rights, whether it's the Patriot Act and so forth, for this thing that's the New World Order. And we already know that the United Nations, which is a manifestation of that, is no more successful than the last horse in the race. So why would intelligent minds want to do that to 300 million American citizens?
I'll try to give you a two-part answer. Part number one, I'll try to give you some information about the military strategy of the British Empire. Just prior to World War I, there was a famous British military geopolitical strategist named Halford Mackinder. He wrote a long essay describing how one would conquer the world if that was his intention, and that was the intention of the British Empire. And he said that the key to conquering the world was the Asian continent, the heart of Asia, because you have to remember at that time, British was a maritime power, and they reasoned that their fleet and all the other fleets they could scrape up could control all the islands and all the countries close to the sea. The only thing they couldn't dominate that way was the Central Asian landmass around Afghanistan, Tajikistan, that area, you know, like Siberia. They, in their mind, consider that the high point of the military world. That's why we're focusing on it now. Apparently, their strategy hasn't changed. That's we're a minor in the from a military perspective. America is a minor piece in the puzzle. The major piece in the puzzle is Central Asia and all their mineral assets. Okay, now here comes part number two. Somewhere around World War II, or let's say, up until about World War II, ordinary peasants were valuable to them because they needed to raise armies to conquer territories and fight wars. But at a time about the World War II, along came B-52 bombers and the atomic bomb, of course, and peasants all of a sudden were no longer a military asset, but just a liability, useless cattle that you had to feed. Now these wars, one of their main purposes is to just grind up people and kill them. Americans will do just fine. You'll notice who's being killed in Afghanistan and Iraq, our finest young patriotic Americans who rushed off to serve the flag. What better place to slaughter them off and have them back here resisting a new world order invasion, which will probably come after we get our butts completely kicked over there and the dollar is worth nothing.
Boy, oh boy, that it makes me it just chills my spine to appreciate such a comprehensive understanding of what we're doing and what's being done to us. As we bring it back, if we bring it back into the Civil War II here and this whole scenario, I come across the next chapter. You got revolution in the Black South, and Malcolm X said way back when he was alive, and I was around at that time, so were you, I am not an American. I am one of 21 million black people who are victims of Americanism, unquote. You're saying that America is susceptible to I think black people and white people in this country right now are standing together against the illegal Mexican invasion, and they're really cohesive, and that really the enemy is the illegal alien Mexicans in this country, and yet you're saying that there's a possibility that we're just going to have a more separatism going on here.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't view these Mexicans coming across the border as the enemy. They are fellow victims first. They're causing a lot of problems for us here. Sure, I don't deny that a minute, like all these truckers who are going to be thrown out of their jobs and have to go to Afghanistan and Iraq and work as contractors and probably be killed. But it's better to look at them as fellow victims and enemies. What we should do is have reform movements in both here and Mexico and throw out these New World Order bums. I know for a fact that Vicente Fox was a Bilderberger. Just like our president, he's a Bilderberger too. They may argue in public or say this and that, but behind when the doors are closed and there's no cameras around, man, they're drinking champagne together and celebrating their latest victory over both the Mexican and American people.
Well, there's no question. Now, how is Bush... Because Bill Moyers on NPR is coming out here, I think, on April the 25th with an expose showing that George W. Bush is a bald-faced liar. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to write a column on that, and the title is going to be George W. Bush, a bald-faced liar. I'm giving everybody just a little bit of a preview on that. George W. Bush has been proven to be a bald-faced liar, and Bill Moyers is coming out in NPR and showing how he fabricated the Iraqi war, how he lied through his teeth, how he continues to lie through his teeth, and yet the American public has been still buying it, and there's not a great uprising. We'll come back after this commercial break. Tom, great ideas. I hope the public is fired up, and we'll start taking some discussion. Welcome to Connecting the Dots. See you right back here in a few.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You make the decisions. The key here is to provoke your thinking process so you can get off the old Barker lounger and make some choices and take some action. This last half hour of the program with Thomas Chittum, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443 and ask a few questions, but I really would like to see you go to amfirstbooks.com, americafirstbooks.com, amfirstbooks.com, and you'll see quite a few writers there on that website that will give you a spur to your thinking. Also, he's written Sergeant Skull's Field Manual for Practical Modern Warrior. If you'd like a hard copy on that, $20 to P.O. Box 83961. That's 83961, Gaithersburg, Maryland. And that's 20883.
Now, let me spell Gaithersburg, can I?
Oh, yeah, G-A-I-T-H-E-R-S-B-U-R-G, Gaithersburg.
Yeah, yeah, or something close to it. It'll get here.
Yeah, as long as it's 20883, it'll always get there.
Yeah.
Make a check out, too, or cash, or well, not cash, in the postal money order to Thomas Chittum, and you're in for one heck of a read. You won't be complacent. Now, going back to the book, Civil War II, you've got a whole chapter here about urban street gangs, and it's almost... It's almost frighteningly true of what's going on right now. We've got so many murders going on. I mean, we've got 12,000 gang members in Denver, Colorado alone. And we know that the 18th Street gang in Los Angeles has no less than 20,000 members and are virtually all illegal aliens. We know from Newsweek magazine that MS-13 gangs have rocket-propelled grenades. They've got launchers, and they're now over 15,000 operating in 33 states of America. As George Bush continues to tell us that we are safe and secure from terrorism, and you've got an incredible chapter here, urban street gangs, and the first thing you say is they are self-financed by the drug trade. You said that literally 10 years ago. They are ethnically oriented. Well, yeah, I guess so. MS-13 gang, Maricel Vetruca, illegal aliens, totally out of this country and totally ethnic. Number three, they are heavily armed. Police are scared to death in Los Angeles and Chicago and in Miami to go into certain sections where they've taken over. Four, they are organized and disciplined. They got captains, generals, colonels, majors, and grunts there. Five, they're numerous beyond belief. I just gave the numbers out, and you give them out here even bigger numbers. What is going on with the leaders of this country to allow this kind of urban street gang proliferation?
Well, first of all, most of them are people with no jobs. They got no way of making no money. They got plenty of spare time on the hands. So what do? They start hanging around together and drinking wine, and after that, they're lost to society. They're unemployable. Lots of them are ex-cons. They're it's a terrible situation. We need an economic revival to raise a double, triple, quadruple the wage rates in this country, and we need it right now. If we don't, there's going to be a war. And it's not just for Mexicans and black people anymore. Now it's for white people, too. Now we have equal opportunity peasantry. Now everybody's a peasant and a slave. Welcome to the New World Order.
Well, you know that, and that's just the harsh reality. And I've already been studying this, and wrote about it myself. I mean, Maricel Vetruca, MS-13 gangs, they go in and they have cartels in these cities, and they just go out and kill people. I mean, they kill cops for just initiation. And then on the other side of that, Tom, you've got the militias, and you talked about the militias back in 1996. Well, guess what? We got training grounds going on. We've got militias such as the Minuteman Project, certainly the Civil Defense Corps with Chris Simcox. Can you tell us more? Because Fidel Castro said a revolution is not a bed of roses. A revolution is a struggle to the death between the future and the past. Unquote. Fidel Castro. Obviously, his was quite successful. And of course, many people suffered for the last 40 years because of it, or did they? We don't know because it's a closed society, but we do know they don't have freedom, so obviously it's not the way we think. But what are we facing here as far as militias and the detriment they are to our society?
Someone broke in. Are we still in line with each other?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. First of all, I would like to tell you and your viewers one technical part about how this war is going to start. Now, America has always been pretty much a racist, imperialist society. America was born in blood and suckled in blood, and we gorged on blood. But the reason we were a successful empire, with the exception of our first Civil War, is because the disaffected minorities were generally confined to ghettos, and I'm talking about black people. If they revolted against the empire, those revolts were easy to put down because it was confined to a small area. Now, contrast this to the picture today. Any riot in the future will have the potential to become a region-wide riot where every police department is overwhelmed and every National Guard is overwhelmed. It won't be confined to the ghettos. It'll be an entire region. And based on that, I advise everyone to evacuate the entire Southwest right now. And I don't care whether black, white, yellow, purple, or Mexican, or where they come from. That place is toast. I don't know when, but it's toast.
Well, you also actually make a prediction that the Civil War II is going to start in Los Angeles, and it was, I forget the date of it, sometime in the not-too-distant future.
This is a while ago, so I wanted to see how close I could come, like an under-over bet on football.
Sure.
So I picked the year 2020. Now, I'd say it's probably closer.
I'd have to agree with you. As I have gone to Los Angeles myself, last year on the 21st Century Paul Revere ride, we had to have a dozen car police car escort, front and back. We had to have 36 motorcycle cops protecting us on both sides, left and right side, in this half-hour parade that had a permit, that had us all squared away, our right to speak, and so forth. We had to have 36, about 40. There were about 40 bicycle cops keeping the illegal aliens from spitting on us, from throwing rocks and glass and bottles at us, and screaming and epithets and everything else. And then we finally got to the talking area, and we put the big program on. But if it wasn't for that police escort, these people would have taken us off those bikes and stomped us to death and would have tried to kill us without a doubt. But it was the only thing that saved us. So if you have a massive response like that, then you could actually have overwhelming of the police departments, and they wouldn't be able to defend against it.
Yeah, I think your listeners out there should keep it in mind that conventional armies have a lot of weaknesses as well as strength. And going back to my days in Yugoslavia, the Yugoslavian government had a huge army with all sorts of modern weapons and tanks, jet airplanes, attack helicopters, you name it, and they were overthrown within a matter of a few months by guys with nothing but, I saw some had homemade shotguns and what they could loot from local arsenals. If you have this region-wide riot, they will break into National Guard armories and get heavy weapons. All non-Hispanic people will have to evacuate the region or die, and that will be the end of the United States of America. Right now, our most important concern should be our relationship with Mexico. And number one, we got to get out of this Iraq war and patch up things with Mexico any which way we can, mostly by giving those giving more jobs to those people out there, or we're toast.
Boy, and then hopefully we're going to get them jobs in their own country. Would that mean that we would stop this NAFTA, CAFTA, FTAA?
Because
this is killing the Mexican economy.
What they should do with these maquiladora plants all along the border is say, uh-uh, not along the border anymore. You relocate them down in southern Mexico, your poorest region, and that would draw all these poor Mexicans away from the border and down into their own country, Mexico, where they would have these maquiladora jobs. And that's where the poorest section of Mexico is, not up north. That whole maquiladora thing was designed to lure Mexicans up to the border. So then when you take their jobs and shift them off to China where the work is even cheaper, where are they going to go? L.A., no question about it. It's either that or starve.
Boy, that's a fact. And now, you also talk in one of these chapters about economic collapse, and you're talking about this well over 10 years ago. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we now know that we have an $8.5 trillion federal debt. We have a $2 trillion consumer debt. The average credit card has a minimum $9,149 debt balance, as per Brian Williams just in the last few months. We've got people, home mortgage foreclosures are at the all-time high here in Denver and around the country. I guess they're just racing. And of course, we now have this wise president, this just visionary president that we have in this country right now, sitting in the White House. He's just opened up the borders to thousands of Mexican truck drivers who I now know from inside sources that major trucking firms are going to start hiring the Mexican drivers over American truck drivers. And so you're going to have all sorts of tension happening at the truck stops, where my suspicion is, as a former truck driver myself who still holds his CDL, you're going to see a little bit of confrontation there that's going to end up in all sorts of conflagration in many different ways that we don't even know of right now. What can we expect in this economic collapse chapter you wrote about? You've got some pretty, they're just frightening figures here that we almost can't escape from. How do we escape from it, or don't we?
We don't, okay? I'm sorry, we don't. I wish I could give you or your listeners some ray of hope, but there's not much. So let's just proceed on the most probable course of events that it does come apart. Now, I want to say that after I wrote my book, a lot of people wrote me letters, and the most frequent question they ask is, where should I go to avoid this calamity? Where should I move to? And my right now, I think the last part of America that will go to hell is the Eastern Seaboard, because if you examine all these people from the Trilateral Commission, the Pilgrim Society, you name it, almost all of them reside on the Eastern Seaboard, like from north of Boston down to Florida. That's our green zone. We're Big Baghdad, and this is our green zone. That if you want to move somewhere, place that's relatively safe, move to the East Coast.
Wow, you know, and you've got. I want to go over 2 points here, and that is what's going to happen as you prescribe it in this book, but also what we can do to avoid it. But you've got you've got 4 phases of the Civil War II. And you've got the phase one, the foundational phase. Can you give us just a little bit of appreciation for that?
Well, when I wrote that, I really can't remember everything I wrote about. I guess you could call the foundational phase is when they set us up with massive immigration and offshoring jobs and all that. And
yep, you got tribalization.
Phases.
Right. Gradual falling wages, creeping loss of democracy, the slow physical decay of the infrastructures of the cities.
Yeah.
That's now happening.
Like they're not rebuilding New Orleans. They're abandoning these places.
Oh, yeah. And anybody hasn't seen New Orleans, I've been down there last summer. I mean, it looks like a war zone. It's like somebody just came in and dropped a couple of big 5,000-pounders and just let it go.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, remind me of what I saw in Yugoslavia after street-to-street fighting leveled the place. It's hard to tell the difference, really.
Oh, it really is. And then you've got massive publicity drives for call for gun control. And then you've got the massive appearance of street gangs. And then you've got the co-option of the mass media, especially with electronic media, to de-emphasize some of the events. And that's right. Our media just simply tries to really just squash anything that has to do with anything here that they don't want to have heard. Now we've got phase two, the terrorist phase. Could you give us some points on that, the acceleration of the foundational phase as it goes into the terrorist phase?
The terrorists, just guessing, I don't have a photographic memory, but I would say that's where you have times like we have no-go zones for the police where they will not go or are afraid to go or seldom go. Then you'll see riots that last several days in extent, and where you have to call out the actual federal troops to put them down for the National Guard is no longer adequate to the purpose, that sort of thing, where you start getting a glimpse of a real civil war.
Well, then you've also got the small-scale cleansing as merchants, homeowners, and others are driven out of the areas in which they are not the race of the majority of the inhabitants. We already have that happening in quite a few cities, certainly. I think in the last couple of years, about 800,000 Californians leave California every year now. And, in fact, I think more people have moved to Idaho from out of state than are native to the state of Idaho here in 2007. That's how fast this is happening. And then you're also talking about food riots in the cities as the government attempts to shut off the welfare?
Oh, yeah, let me try to give you what I think is the big picture of what they want as a final result for America and the world in general. They want to go back to a sort of feudal society where the peasants are literally starving and have no money, so they're more easily controlled, keep them ignorant and poor and powerless, a feudal society that will last forever. That's the satanic plan that these New World Order people have, because most of them are Satanists. They want to go back to a feudal society with kings and bishops and
They want to go back to pre-Magna Carta.
Pre-everything, man.
Okay. Well, it's fascinating. Now, phase three, the guerrilla warfare phase, and that's the establishment will acquiesce to gangs and militia control of some areas which are entirely abandoned by the police and the military.
That's basically what's going on in Iraq now. If you want to see America in the future, look at Iraq now.
Man, this thing. Okay, now how about phase four, all-out continuous warfare? You think that we would, I mean, you're talking riots and upheavals and so forth in the streets around this country. Is that because we're now so balkanized with this massive immigration load?
That's just one part of their plan. I mean, these guys might set off a nuclear war tomorrow that would sink the economy like the Titanic. And these people will stop at nothing. They think big. And, you know, I'm frightened. It used to be I had a lot of fun doing these interviews because the war was so far off. But now at this point, it could happen next month if they wanted to.
Yeah, I know. As I see and look across the landscape right now, I think George Bush is just dancing on the edge of a cliff, and he's dancing. I've always said that he's a six-foot man that can't swim who's jumped into a 12-foot swimming pool and nobody was watching. Right. So anyway, it's more than a little frustrating. Do we have a caller on the phone? Thomas, if he is, would you come on board, sir? We don't have a caller on the phone. Well, again, the number is 1-800-313-9443. You might want to jump in because Thomas is really covering this thing. I want to go to the next chapter here. We're talking ethnic enclaves or fortresses or death traps. And I like this quote right here, Thomas. A racially integrated community is a chronological term timed from the entrance of the first black family to the exit of the last white family, unquote. Saul Alinsky.
Yeah, right. Oh. He helped us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Thomas Chittum after these few words from our commercial sponsors. Thanks for joining Connecting the Dots, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those.
They've got the website.
Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cardivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cardivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cardivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cardivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cardivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I'm speaking with an amazing author, Mr. Thomas Chittum, and if you'd like to get a copy of his book, go to mfirstbook.com, americafirstbooks.com, amfirstbooks.com, and that is really what will get you to this amazing book that I have in my hand right here. You You can also go to you can ask for a signed copy of Sergeant Skull's Field Manual for Practical Modern Warrior, $20. Send it to P.O. Box 83961. That's 83961, Gaithersburg, Maryland 20883. Make out a check or a postal order and payable to Thomas Chittum, and you'll get a signed copy. This man has had extraordinary world experiences. And in the last few moments of the show, Tom, as a human being and as an American citizen and as a military man, are there some points, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that this president and the next president and this Congress could institute to create a more positive future for the United States so that it wouldn't be a Civil War II? Are there some definite points, ideas, suggestions that we could, if some great politician or statesman stood up and started implementing these things, that we could move away from this kind of a future?
Well, here's the closest I can come. Any reform movement is going to have to come from within the ranks of the establishment itself, because people like you and I are totally powerless. I would like to put in a good word for one group, which I'm checking out. It's called the Council for the National Interest. They have a website, and you can Google it up real quick. I've checked them out, and so far I have not found any dirt or blood or Zionist money on their hands. They appear to be clean, but I'm going to keep looking at him, looking at that group, the Council for the National Interest. They have a website.
Council for National Interest. So if you could, give me just three things that the next president could do to change the course of history to a positive one for the United States and not a civil war.
Outside of resigning and confessing to multiple felonies and having himself locked up in a prison, probably not much, because this America is a colony. We're run by these banking cartel in London, and they make the decisions. And when they've made the decision, they get on the phone and they tell Bonehead or Cheney or whoever his handler is what to do. What we need is a revolution against these people.
But, and I know, but isn't it possible that massive critical mass of American citizens could actually step up and regain or retake the republic and bring about a more equitable possibility for the future? Or are we all just apathetic and brain dead and we aren't going to do anything?
Well, I mean, most of the people that I run into are still apathetic. I don't think there would be any actual violence on the part of common, ordinary Americans of any race or creed until they're actually starving to death. That's when you would have an actual civil war. In the meantime, the people that really know what's going on are the ones inside the establishment themselves, and a lot of them are very antsy about this rubbish with a nuclear war with Iran, and they don't want it, and they're trying to stop Bush from doing it. There's a ray of hope there.
Boy, but it seems like it's a sliver, because, I mean, everything looks like it's pointing that George Bush is going to stick his nose into Iran.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
That's the way it looks to me.
Yeah, it really does, Tom. And I want to thank you very much. Hello to your wife, Christine. Thank you for your input. It's been a very enlightening 2 hours of interview the last 2 days. Ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Chittum, former Vietnam War veteran, author of Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. I hope that each and every one of you and all of us together work toward a more positive future for America. Get involved, like Ron Paul of Texas, certainly of Tom Tancredo of Colorado, or Duncan Hunter of California. We have to get involved in our country in the future, and I invite you all to do that by your personal actions. Thanks for joining us at this great program, Connecting the Dots with this great author of Civil War II.